From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's opposition leader Neil Kinnock says the Caribbean is confronting more than mere marginalization.
I think it's worse than marginalization, worse than being pushed out to the edges. It means being pushed over the edge.
The new chairman of Guyana's Elections Commission formally assumed duties today, and after over two decades of disappointment, England have finally scored a home test win over the West Indies.
Here comes Malcolm Bowles to Walsh, who hits it in the air. He could be caught. It's Ramprakash coming in. He'd been two of them going for it. And it is caught, in fact, very well indeed by Michael Atherton, diving in front of Ramprakash from the gully, and England have beaten the West Indies for the first time in England for 22 years.
Hello, Hugh Crosskill here again with another edition of BBC Caribbean Report from London. Well, England today completed their first home test win over the West Indies since 1969. They triumphed by 115 runs with an excellent bowling display on the final day of the first test at Headingley. Set 278 to win, the West Indies were in deep trouble at lunch with four wickets down and the bowlers reveling in conditions perfectly suited to swing bowling. When Richardson went for 68 soon after lunch, the West Indies' hopes went with him. For England captain Graham Gooch, the match was a personal triumph, and he was clearly elated when he spoke with Tony Lewis in the balcony above an understandably jubilant crowd of England supporters.